this is our Patreon extract. We are going to talk about Shamey. I've got Kate here. Hopefully by now I would have posted the previous excerpt, which we bungled up. I wonder if you'll probably be able to tell. CJ didn't record her side properly. But we're going to talk about Parva Fisher Becky strutting his stuff, getting it on.
It's pretty exciting.
I found it really saucy. It was really good. So, Amy, first I've got to ask you, Kate, what you think of the revamped Lassiter's uniform, the one that she redesigned with the new blouse and the
Didn't love it, to be honest. Just looked like some sort of polyester chiffon kind of like blouse.
It didn't look like you would need designers to design.
And I looked at that and I thought, how did she get that fabric printed up? Like, I mean, there are printers that you can go and get digital prints done, but I'm like, wow. So she's designed a print, had it printed, then, actually had it made into a blouse. That's pretty multitasking for her. Also, it's polyester. And you know how she's all like, oh, it's not going to stink after, 8 hours on the job. I'm like, I'm pretty sure. Look, well, A, it's very breezy. It's not going to be all that practical in wintertime. And yeah, it's polyester. It's going to hold the stink.
Does that mean they're probably going to have to keep their blazers from the original uniform to wear over the top of those shirts in winter?
Well, you know how, like, when they film summer scenes and you see them with, like, huffy clouds of breath? I wouldn't be wearing a blouse like that. Oh, and another thing, that utility belt, the bum bag.
The pleather.
What was the reasoning behind that? Like, you know how they're like, oh, you walk past, you see a stain on the carpet. You, instead of going off to find a rag to clean it with, hang on, no. You know what you do? If I'm working in that hotel and I'm not a cleaner, I grab my phone and I ring up housekeeping.
Yeah. Oh, hello.
Come and clean up this stain. Thank you. Bye. Yeah.
And then Harlow's there.
They bring a trolley and then they clean it properly. Yeah. Is Tarage going to be wearing one of those belts? Is she going to be cleaning up vomit from carpet?
Well, she certainly will not. She'll be outsourcing that one. But this is all foreplay for Puffy and Amy. He fully smelt her pits at one point.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's an insight, really.
It's bold. It
just smells like daisies.
Ooh.
Daisies don't smell.
Oh, yeah. Plant rant. TM. So all week, I think they've got a very playful dynamic and they had that little kiss last week, and this week, though, they were said, let's forget about it, but then they didn't forget about it. Amy wanted to explore it a bit further. She's like, I can't stop thinking about it.
And they're back at the Hive.
Yeah. They're Ned's best clients at the Hive. He doesn't even need to be there now.
Hang on. Were they having champagne to celebrate? Because Amy got the contract.
Yeah, there's multiple levels of them celebrating. Yeah, she got the contract, and then the designs came in, the prototypes came in, and then it's any excuse to pop a bottle.
Anyway, but the mysterious storage room, the self-storage behind the winky lady.
Yes, came into play.
Yeah, because Shane opened the door and I was kind of half expecting to go, why does it smell like piss in here? Shane.
I was expecting Scarborough to still be back there.
just peering through.
It's like, guys, can't I get some privacy?
Peering through the eye hole. Just going, come on, guys. I've been waiting here for so long.
And
but surely it's going to smell like, that she was living in there. There's going to be like a pee puddle behind the door.
No, she was popping in and out of the window a lot. And she was always very well coiffed. So she was going and doing her toilette somewhere.
But it was Ned. She wasn't a big fan of Ned. Surely she did a dump somewhere.
It would smell like bodily fluids from when B was knocked out in there when she was chloroformed. Oh, yeah. She was there for a while.
Imagine if the chloroform odour had hung around.
Because Ned's
just
not.
Just knocked him out mid-route.
Like, I don't think Ned keeps a tidy workspace.
No.
I liked it. They were one step away from doing the dippy and fierce unbuttoning.
Oh, yeah. She was kind of leading him off like she was in like a music video, kind of like, oh, watch me as I kind of like suggestively pull my collar and like back through a doorway.
And then he sheds his outer layer, his outerwear, and then they go for a little fondle behind the creepy-eyed painting.
Against a table or something or a desk or something?
I don't know. But then Dippy came in because she's now rediscovering her love for her husband.
Penchant for the puff.
Yeah. And with her biggest cheerleader being her daughter, gross. Do not want to talk about my mum's love life with my dad. yuck.
Yuck.
I get weirded out. My parents have been divorced for 35 years now. And now that I've got a baby, they both are very active on my Facebook, liking images and commenting. Sometimes they're both in the same comment thread together. I'm like, this is weird. Like, I can't even think of them in the same Facebook thread, let alone Yashvi playing matchmaker, matchmaker out there. Weird. She's like, go, Mum, tell Dad you love him. No, Yashvi, go to work and focus on law enforcement.
Dippy's sleeves. She was wearing a puffy shirt.
She's wearing this Jerry Seinfeld's puffy shirt.
How the hell is she wearing a puffy white shirt and working in a cafe?
It's a nod to Puffy. That's how we know she wants Puffy back, is she's dressing Puffy.
She was mid-beetroot burger in this as well. Who would wear white? A white blouse. And chop up a bit of beetroot.
So she, and you know what's funny is that Amy had the puffy sleeves on the original prototype and then she had to de-puff them. And now she wants to puff up.
Oh, hang on. It's a nod. The puffy shirt, yes. Of course. Okay. It's late now.
No,
it's,
yeah, we're getting a bit Hendrix at this hour.
After midnight.
Yeah, it's after dark. So Dippy's going over to tell Shane she's still into him. Well, she's into him again.
She hears a couple of noises from the,
yes,
the storeroom.
They were interesting but noises.
Certainly. Look, she said she heard a loud bang.
She did. Mid-bang.
She'd be like, oh, I know that grunt. I've been subjected to that before.
I know Puff the Magic Dragon if ever I hear him. And actually, the reason Puffy's so quick to hop in the sack with Amy is that he keeps...
It's been a while.
Yes, and he keeps seeing clues that Dippy's moved on again. He thinks she's taking selfies for a Tinder profile.
Also, she brought up the necklace as well.
In front of her husband. Like, guess what, guys? It's got some bidders on eBay.
Yeah. Poor Puffy.
But also, why is he bringing Amy to have brunch at his wife's cafe? The day after he said, I kissed Amy.
Oh, yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Free coffee? It's like, how to show a woman a good time. She sees them mid-romp. And everyone's like, oh, sorry, sorry, sorry. And then Amy's like, go after your wife. Amy's pretty free and easy.
Yeah. I do like Amy.
I enjoy how she's playing it. And the scene where they were having a drink and he's like, oh, you know, I told Dippy that we're together. And Amy's like, are we together? And are we? I don't know. Are we together? That was very sweet.
Mm.
It's very strange to be married 1 month and have a little girlfriend the next month. It's weird. But
Amy, though, she's kind of irresistible.
Yeah, she's got an effervescence. But now Dippy runs back to Yashvi and is like, it's off. Your dad's off the table because he's on the table with Jacinta Stapleton. And Yashvi's still pressing the matter. She's like, come on, Mum, just tell him how you feel. I'm like, mate, his tongue was down another lady's throat.
Yeah. Then Yashvi fully cracks it with Amy.
Oh, yeah. That was nasty. And then Dippy's backing Amy. Like, oh, sorry about my daughter. Feel free to grope my husband anytime, any place.
Yeah, why not?
I can give you some tips.
Yeah, I'll tell you what he likes. Yeah.
So that's shamey. And I know that the show's positioning Puffy and Dippy getting back together as this big goal that we're all supposed to have. But I'm like, guys.
I don't think they're well suited, to be honest. I think what happened was a pretty shit event.
Mm.
But yeah, I think they need to move on to different people.
You're not going to bounce back from it this calendar year. I know Toadie and Sonia bounced back from Skype sex. Gate.
And the baby. I mean, that was like they were getting over it until, oh, holy shit, we've got like a 1-year-old.
Yeah. But I don't want the happily ever after 1 month later.
And also, the Pierce thing was worse, I think.
Yeah, because Toadie thought he was falling in love with his original wife.
Yeah, and also that he thought that she was getting it on, Sonia was getting it on with Mark at that very moment. And he's like,
Mummy's in bed with Mark.
Good on you, you little narc.
I'm keen to have the kids back, actually. They've started filming scenes again.
Oh, good, good. I was just about to ask you when you thought that would be.
Just before Christmas, they were back in the studio. So, well, that's shamey. Looking forward to some more shamey action down the line.